This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. India celebrated the historic docking of Dragon spacecraft carrying Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla to International Space Station. The Indian Space Research Organization congratulated Axiom Space, NASA, and SpaceX as Axiom 4 mission spacecraft carrying Group Captain Shukla successfully docked with the ISS at 4:15 p.m. yesterday, marking a significant achievement in global space exploration. Lauding the milestone, Union Minister Dr. Jitender Singh said the mission reflects the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Vishwa Bandhu Bharat ideals envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. US President Donald Trump has hinted at signing a very big trade deal with India soon. Speaking at an event, Mr. Trump said they have just signed the deal with China and a big one will come with India soon.
But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good.
The world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath and his two siblings, elder brother Balbhadra and younger sister Devi Subhadra, begins today at Puri in Odisha. Currently, the rituals of the lords are going on inside the temple. Since the deities will appear to the public, the day is extraordinary, attracting devotees to the pilgrim city. A report from our correspondent.
A total of 148 festivals are celebrated annually at the Puri Jagannath Temple. Of these, Rath Yatra is the most renowned. According to the ritual schedule, devotees will begin pulling the chariots around 4 p.m. The Yatra, which starts from Puri Temple, will end at the Sri Gundicha Temple, covering a nearly 3-kilometer distance. It is expected that the chariots will reach Gundicha Temple before the sunset. The Puri Sri Mandir administration anticipates that about 13 lakh people will participate in the chariot festival. Multi-layer security arrangements have been put in place to ensure smooth conduct of the festival. S.N. Patnaik, Akashvani News.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to all citizens on the auspicious occasion of the sacred Rath Yatra in Puri, Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended his greetings to all citizens on the sacred occasion. In a social media post, he expressed hope that this holy festival of faith and devotion brings happiness, prosperity, good fortune and good health to everyone. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held talks with Admiral Tong Chun, the Defence Minister of China, on the sidelines of the SU Defence Ministers' meeting in Qingdao, China. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that they had a constructive and forward-looking exchange of views on issues pertaining to bilateral relations. The Defence Minister also expressed his happiness over the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra after a gap of nearly 6 years. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has warned that Iran would respond to any future U.S. attack by striking American military bases in the West Asia. In his first televised remarks since a ceasefire was reached between Iran and Israel, he said that Iran would not surrender despite U.S. President Donald Trump's calls. He further added that the Islamic Republic has access to important American centers in the region and can take action against them whenever it deems necessary. Khamenei said the U.S. gained no achievement after it attacked Iranian nuclear sites. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said they would strike again if Iran rebuilt its nuclear enrichment program. Indian benchmark indices began the trading session on an optimistic note today amid a great India-US trade deal possibility. Sensex was trading 150 points up at 83,906, while the Nifty added 55 points to 25,603. Buying was seen in the PSU bank and IT sectors in the early trade. In the Asian markets, China, Bangkok, Seoul and Hong Kong were trading in red and only Japan was trading in green. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that southwest monsoon has further advanced into parts of Punjab, Rajasthan and Haryana. It said the conditions are favourable for the further advance of the southwest monsoon over the remaining parts of the country during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Mahi, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan and Gujarat till tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.